Welcome to Check My Universe Social Media for Education. This is Mona Chauhan. Today, on Monday Motivation, we are talking about World AIDS Day. On this episode, we are going to discuss and, you know, get an awareness and an insight about AIDS in 2020 and what are the people, what kind of people are more exposed or are vulnerable to get AIDS. Because there are so many people out there who knows about AIDS, but just very superficial or very little information about AIDS. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about vulnerable people who gets AIDS and what are ways to get tested and how can you take care of you or any other family member, relative or friend who has AIDS. Check My Universe, Social Media for Education. Now, when we talk about AIDS, it is regardless of whatever is your race, gender, or sexual orientation, anyone can get HIV/AIDS. However, with that said, there are certain groups which has a higher risk of getting HIV/AIDS. And there are so many factors which are related to it. Say, for example, this information is from cdc.gov, Center for Disease Control. People who are bisexual, men or gay, in categories of, say, African-Americans, who are more exposed, even Hispanic, Latino, gays, and many other communities are related to more exposure if they are having bisexual. Now, let's chunk into some numbers. The most vulnerable class and the numbers that we studied, this is from the government data. Every 4 in 5 African-American is bisexual men and known to have virus. This is more of a category of gay or bisexual men with HIV. 75% seem to have received some care. 56 were retained in care so that, you know, there is no more spread. 61 were widely suppressed cases. Now, there is, in 2018, there were 2,400 deaths of Black, African American, gay, and bisexual men in the US. And they were in dependent areas. And these deaths could be because they don't share that they have virus or they have this racism fear of being, you know, African-American or HIV stigma that we still have around. Also, there is low, you know, number of, this is awareness problem that, and also socioeconomic factors. They just don't want to, you know, disclose that they carry this virus of HIV. That leads to death of the bisexual African-American men. Similar numbers are found in the Hispanic and Latino community where we are talking specifically about gay and bisexual men with HIV. 4 in 5 are having this disease in Latinos. Again, around 74% are receiving this treatment, you know, getting aware that I need this virus to be cured. Remember, when I'm talking about this, I see that according to the data, this is around 12% of most of these diseases or viruses found between the age of 25 to 34, where there is highest sexual related orientation. And this is again the reason of being social, economic, poor conditions, lower educational level, and again racism and stigma and homophobia and the risk-taking behavior is what keeps them to, you know, succumbing to that. So it is okay to have the virus. It's okay to discuss, and one has to understand that it's okay to have the virus. If we have coronavirus around, then don't treat people with HIV virus differently. It's just that there is more vulnerability and risk with the gay, bisexual, transgender, and related community because of the way they identify and the community and the society looks them differently. So I appeal for the community to change their outlook overall for this part of the community so that they are not suffering alone. So now let's talk about the HIV and American Indians and Alaska Natives. These have a little bit lower number, but it's not that. Only less than 1% of these are Indians and Alaskan Natives. There is 4-in-1 chance that it is HIV/AIDS in the District of Columbia, especially in 50 states who are living with HIV. It's 1.1 million, according to 2016 data. Now, only 60% receive the HIV care, which is even lower than the African American and the Latino communities. Again, the social stigma, the cultural stigma, and other awareness. And alcohol and illicit drug use has really been resulting in the deaths. And it can be prevented if they do not induce drugs or consume alcohol and have when they have virus. So there is a higher chance in African American community than comes the Latino and the American Indians and the Alaskan Natives. Also, the Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders have around less than 1% cases in 2018. But in all the races that I'm mentioning, because from a higher risk to a lower risk, there is higher risk in the, when we say about the sexual category, men are more exposed, the bisexual gay men are more exposed than the female when it comes to HIV/AIDS. And in the, it's a little bit different when it comes to this Pacific Islander community where the sexual orientation is 80% of this is, you know, in men and only 44% is around in women. In 2018, in the Hispanic, in the Hawaiian community and the Pacific Islander community, only 1.2 million people were found to have HIV/AIDS. And again, because of the stigma and the, you know, social, cultural, emotional vulnerability, they do not share and they succumb to that. And only 60% of them received care. And 43 were retained in the care facility, while other 54 were virally suppressed. So this is a very great stigma that we carry, that this person has a virus and we start distancing and talking about it. But it's very important that we support them and help them out so that they will share their concerns and we can help them not succumb to that, but overcome the virus. Besides injecting, besides all the sexual and classes, categories, and race that we discuss are more at a higher risk of getting virus of HIV/AIDS, there is very big concern about injecting the drugs. Because when you are, say, for example, using diabetes insulin to, you know, regularly to inject into your body, and there are any other drugs which are using syringes to inject drug into the body, at that is a higher risk because syringes is one of the ways can transmit the sexual HIV diseases to the people and infect the people who don't have HIV/AIDS. So injecting drugs, when I say drugs here, don't interchange that word with the actual drugs for recreation. This is a drug that people take because they are dependent on injecting drug into their body for managing their diseases and other symptoms or problems that they have. Now, when these drugs were injected, again, the white and African American were more vulnerable to getting the infection of HIV virus. Even men are more vulnerable. 70% of men are more vulnerable of getting virus by injecting drugs compared to women. By age, again, the same age around 25 to 30, 32, 34 is more vulnerable to get the HIV virus because of injecting drugs. And then 23 to 33% is between category of 25 to 44, where people are injecting drugs to manage their diseases or germs or existing conditions. Remember that 431 are African American men who inject drugs. White are 527, and around 360 are Hispanic, Latino. This is a little bit older data in 2017. Now, remember, I repeat myself, this injecting drugs is not the recreation drugs that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people injecting insulin syringe, for example, into their body to manage their diabetes, and there are any many other conditions that they might have, and they use syringes. Syringes is one of the very common ways you can inject HIV virus into your body. So be very careful and see how you are using it, and if you're using a disposable one, or if you're cleaning your, when you're injecting the drug into your body, make sure you take the extra precaution of cleaning the injection area and using the disposable syringes, which are nicely covered, are just, you know, you must check the source where it comes from and make sure you are using it in with extra care and a clean area while you inject drugs. That is one of the ways you may reduce. So make sure we know how we are using, what we are supposed to do when we are using the drugs that we inject in the body. So with all the details that which are the class, category, or people or race who is more high risk F, higher risk of getting the virus, let's now see how you can combat this. First, find, if you want to get tested, you must find a testing center and get yourself HIV tested. You can always use internet and Google up the spots, or you can go to CDC HIV information website and locate a center for HIV AIDS testing. After testing, you might also want to get counseling. If you are having the virus, do not panic. Just get more information, get yourself aware, and get yourself treated. I will give you some hotline numbers. It is 1-800-CDC-INFO, where you get general HIV questions, answer, how to protect yourself, how to get the test. It's 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-232-4636. And direct HIV info if you want from the Department of Health and Human Resources, which is federally approved AIDS medical guidelines and so on, clinical treatments, you can contact 1-800-HIV-0440. That's 1-800-448-0440. That is direct information about HIV, info about the clinical trials, the drugs, the research, and more. If you want more information about the drugs, about HIV, its trials, its medication, and so on, please visit CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, and you can find relevant information on HIV. This is Social Media for Education, Check My Universe. My name is Mona Chauhan. Check My Universe provides education solutions for community colleges, state universities, and K-12 solutions. If you are an academic institution or you are ready to teach, you can always create your profile and have a free trial by creating your free profile for 3 months. It's www.checkmyuniverse.com. Students can sign for free, and free for 3 months, free forever. And teachers pay, teachers or institutional communities pay a very minor fee. And we have a separate program for state university and other programs. If you want more information, you can write to me at info@checkmyuniverse.com. See you for now, and take care. This is Mona Chauhan.